Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salat wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Salat wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous episode, we discussed two great bounties, health and leisure, and learned how we can express gratitude for them. In today's episode, we will discuss one of the bounties of Allah Almighty, wealth. We will explore the correct way to spend it, how to express gratitude for this bounty, and how to avoid ungratefulness along with its consequences. First, let's listen to the excellence of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O people, indeed the one who will swiftly attain salvation from the horrors and accountability of Judgment Day will be the one who abundantly sends durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, everything that Allah Almighty has created for the benefit of humankind is truly a bounty. Among the countless bounties granted to us, one of them is wealth. It is indeed a great bounty as it allows us to fulfill our needs in life. There is no aspect of life where wealth is not required in one way or another. There is no aspect in life in which wealth is not required in one way or another. In fact, at every stage of life, we rely on this bounty as it serves as a means to lead a comfortable and prosperous life. The true value of this bounty becomes evident when one faces poverty and hardship. Indeed, no one understands its worth better than a person who has experienced financial struggles. Viewers, wealth is not a bad thing. Rather, Allah Almighty has created it for humans to fulfill their needs. It only becomes a curse when it is misused. If we use wealth correctly, spend it in religious ways, and fulfill our needs through it, it is valued in the court of Allah Almighty. While the primary purpose of wealth is to meet our lawful needs, it also brings several other benefits. For instance, it provides financial stability and prevents a person from relying on others. With wealth, one can arrange proper education, healthcare, housing, and food. It also helps maintain self-respect as a person does not have to ask others for assistance. One important benefit of financial stability is that it allows a person to worship wholeheartedly without the distraction of financial worries. Additionally, wealth enables many acts of goodness, such as helping those in need and supporting charitable causes. Thus, wealth itself is not bad. In fact, the hadith states that good, lawful wealth is good for a pious person. If wealth is earned in accordance with Islamic guidelines and used for good deeds, there's no harm in it. In fact, Allah Almighty has described wealth as good in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty proclaims, إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ. Translation becomes the Irfan, if he leaves wealth, he should bequeath it. Viewers, through wealth, Allah Almighty bestows His favor upon whomever He wills. When wealth is accompanied by taqwa and abstinence, there's no harm in it. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, لَا بَأْسَ بِالْغِنَى لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. There is no harm in wealth for muttaqiyin, meaning those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another narration, it is mentioned that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions. During the conversation, a discussion arose about whether wealth is good or bad. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there is no harm in wealth for the person who fears Allah Almighty. It means that when the heart of a wealthy person is filled with the fear of Allah Almighty, there's no harm in wealth. Viewers, having wealth and resources is a necessary part of a person's life to some extent. in light of this need, earning a living is declared obligatory as it is proclaimed in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: so when the prayer is complete, spread out into the earth and seek the grace of Allah and remember Allah much with this hope that you may attain success. In the commentary Siratul Jinan on this Quranic verse, it is mentioned that after completing salah, it is permissible to engage in earning a living or to earn virtues by seeking knowledge, visiting the sick, attending funerals, meeting with scholars, and participating in other similar activities. In addition to salah, you should remember that Allah Almighty in every situation so that you may be blessed with success. In Bahar al-Shari'at, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states that it is fard to earn enough wealth to support oneself, one's spouse, children, and those whose expenses are obligatory, as well as to repay any debts. Beyond this, it is up to the individual to decide whether he considers this amount sufficient or if he wishes to set aside additional savings for his family. Viewers of Madri Channel, we have learned that earning a wealth according to our needs is not only important, but also rewarding. We also understand that wealth itself is not bad. Rather, its value depends on how and where a person uses it. Being wealthy is not wrong either. One of the distinguished personalities among the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 companions promised paradise, is Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Awf radiallahu ta'ala. He was among the immigrants when he left behind the wealth and resources in Mecca al-Mukarramah and migrated to Medina al-Munawwara. He had no provisions or supplies. With sincerity, hard work, and adherence to Islamic principles, he started his business. Allah Almighty blessed his efforts so abundantly that his wealth became well known throughout Medina. He was so prosperous that the Holy Prophet ﷺ declared him the first wealthy person to enter paradise. The great reason behind the success was the supplications of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which brought immense blessings to his wealth. As a result, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Awf radiallahu ta'ala was able to give generously in charity. When he passed away, he left behind two wives, each of them who inherited an estate worth 160,000 dirhams. His deep faith in the supplications of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his devotion to him were so strong that he once said that whenever I picked up a stone, I would hope that through the blessing of the Holy Prophet's supplication, I would find gold beneath it. Viewers, you heard how Allah Almighty blessed the Holy Companion Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Awf radiallahu ta'ala an, with abundant wealth and resources. Through this wealth, he had the honor of serving the Ahlul Bayt and giving generously in charity. This shows that being wealthy is not a bad thing. Rather, it depends on a person's intention. Allah Almighty rewards a person according to his intention, as stated in a well-known hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ, meaning the reward of actions depends upon intentions. Dear viewers, so far we have learned that wealth is a bounty from Allah Almighty. While it is indeed a blessing, it can also be a test. Allah Almighty sometimes grants wealth and resources to test a person's sincerity and see how he handles his bounty. As it is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, translation of Kanzul Irfan, and know that your wealth and your children are a trial, in this that with Allah there is a great reward. The summary of this Quranic verse is that Allah Almighty reminds the Muslims that the bounties of wealth, resource, and children are also a test. Through them, Allah Almighty reveals whether a person fulfills his rights in his wealth and children, and whether his love for these bounties becomes a hindrance to obeying Allah's command. One must believe that the reward for following Allah Almighty's commands regarding wealth and children is with him alone. Therefore, remain obedient to Allah Almighty so that you may be granted countless rewards in the hereafter. Viewers, wealth and children are naturally beloved to a person. When their love becomes overpowering, one may go to great lengths to attain or protect them. This is why they can also serve as a test. It is mentioned in a narration of Tirmidhi, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there is a trial for every ummah, and the trial for my ummah is wealth. Wealth and resources can also become a source of destruction for a person. In fact, the Holy Quran and Ahadith frequently mention the dangers and harms associated with wealth. Earning wealth to meet one's needs is not only permissible, but also reward-worthy. However, becoming consumed by the love of wealth, tirelessly accumulating and neglecting the worship of Allah Almighty can lead to ruin. As Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, translation of Kanzul Irfan, the desire of amassing wealth has made you heedless until you saw the graves. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the abundance of wealth and resources is not affluence. Rather, the true affluence is the heart being wealthy. I swear by the Lord, I don't fear that you will become dependent, but I fear that you will get involved in greed for the abundance of wealth. May Allah Almighty protect us from the harms of wealth and from being consumed by its unnecessary love. Viewers, excessive love for wealth and using it unlawfully, leading to the ruin of one's hereafter, are indeed great misfortunes. Wealth is a bounty from Allah Almighty, and we should use it in a way that expresses gratitude, ensuring it becomes a means of forgiveness rather than destruction. Now, let's explore how we can show gratitude for this bounty from our Lord. The first way is if Allah Almighty has blessed you with the bounty of wealth, then to express gratitude, you should acknowledge this favor both in your heart and through your actions. Instead of allowing wealth to make you arrogant, remain humble, reminding yourself that it is Allah Almighty who has granted me this bounty, and whatever He wills, He can take it away. Indeed, Allah Almighty does not like those who are arrogant. We should always remember this hadith in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the person who gets wealth to show arrogance and superiority will meet Allah Almighty in a state that Allah Almighty will be wrathful to him. Therefore, we should never be proud of our wealth and resources. Instead, we should express humility and obedience while showing gratitude to Allah Almighty. Viewers, a second way of showing gratitude is to spend wealth on permissible needs while avoiding stinginess and extravagance, acknowledging this bounty in the court of Allah Almighty. Being stingy, meaning failing to spend where is necessary, or wasting wealth on non-shara'i matters, falls under ungratefulness. Condemning stinginess, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty swore an oath that a stingy person will not enter paradise. Similarly, condemning extravagance, Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, eat and drink and do not waste. Indeed, Allah does not like those who waste. In this Quranic verse, مُصْرِفِينَ refers to those who engage in extravagance, meaning wasteful spending. Various commentaries explain israf, and one of its definitions is the reckless spending of wealth. Keeping in mind the condemnation of both extravagance and stinginess, we should strive to avoid them so that we remain protected from sin and can truly express gratitude for this bounty. By spending wealth wisely, without being stingy or wasteful, we uphold its worth and significance. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to appreciate and value His bounties. Viewers of Madni Channel, a third way to show gratitude for the bounty of wealth is to refrain from spending it on haram activities and instead use it in ways that please Allah Almighty. Using His bounty to commit acts of disobedience is a form of ungratefulness. Therefore, with the intention of earning a reward, we should spend our wealth on permissible and virtuous deeds, ensuring that we both express gratitude and attain blessings. The best way to spend in the path of Allah Almighty is to first determine which sadaqat-i wajiba apply to our wealth according to Islamic teachings, such as zakat, ushr, expiations, and fitrah. These are obligatory under specific conditions, and if they become due, fulfilling them is necessary. There are serious warnings for neglecting them. In fact, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the one who does not pay zakat is cursed. Not paying zakat also leads to the loss of wealth. Hence, the Holy Prophet said, "The wealth that is wasted on land and in water is lost due to not paying zakat." From an ethical standpoint, a person is always indebted to the favors of his benefactor and is obliged to show gratitude. Allah Almighty is our greatest benefactor. He is our creator and our owner, who granted us human form and blessed us with the bounties of the universe, including the wealth that we have. Therefore, it is our duty to follow the commands of our creator and owner and to spend our wealth in the way he has instructed us. Paying sadaqat wajiba, meaning the obligatory charities, is a must. But in addition to this, we should also spend in nafil charities to seek the closeness of Allah Almighty. For example, we can help the poor, feed the needy, fulfill the requirements of the less fortunate, assist poor relatives to maintain family ties, give loans to those in need, engage in public welfare activities, spend in the way of Allah to send rewards to deceased loved ones, support our families, care for our parents with kindness, and donate to religious and welfare organizations in masajid. Alhamdulillah, Da'awat Islami is serving Islam all over the world through its department, Khuddamul Masajid wa Madarisatul Madina. Masajid are continuously being built. You can also contribute your wealth to this noble cause and gain reward by spending in the way of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهُ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, is there anyone who will give a good loan to Allah, so Allah will multiply for him many times? In this Quranic verse, spending sincerely in the way of Allah Almighty is described as giving a loan to Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has promised to repay many times over. Therefore, as we spend our wealth generously in His path, we should also show gratitude for this precious bounty. May Allah Almighty protect us from ungratefulness, help us appreciate His bounties, make us among His grateful bondsmen, and accept our deeds in His pure and exalted court. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.